facilitate very much the base thermostational design of Levi Parmerans.
Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, or today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Obviously, Agit Chodesh Befrat, the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz and Av is a time when never bad tragedies happen. So to say Agit Chodesh definitely can't do any harm. We find as we have Shavuos B'Tammuz, as we all know, the five things which happened. Say Nishtabru Aluchois. And then this battle, Kabam Matomid, it says the wall from Yerushalayim was broken, was breached. Sai, the first base of Mikdash, Sai, the second base of Mikdash, was Shavuot B'Tammuz, but some say, the Alamasa say it was both, one was on the ninth, the first one, and the second one was on Shavuot B'Tammuz, but Alamasa Yishalmi brings down that says it wasn't like that, both of them was Shavuot B'Tammuz, because of the Tzoris. What happened, they got mixed up, and therefore, Lamasa, both of them was on Shavuot B'Tammuz. But Lamasa, we see over here, that there was a lot of tzoris. Now, if a person has a machla, he goes to the doctor, but it's important to get why is this machla happening? It's not enough to put a patch on it, because you want to get to the shoresh. So the mass over here, we want to know why is all this tzoris coming? Stam as we hear so many tzoris on Klal Yisrael, but the question: where does it come from? Where is the shoresh? So the Gemara brings down in Sukkah and Obeis, you find also Gemara Kedushin, you find the Gemara Broches. Lemasa, it's the Yetzer Hara. Now let's see the first thing, the Yetzer Hara. If you tell me likes the word Emes, this question is yes, the Yetzer Hara does like the word Emes. And we'll soon see why he likes the word Emes. Now the first word from the Torah is Bereishis. Bereishis, Boro Elikim, the Baal Turim brings down the Sof Tavis is Emes. Now, the Sof Tavis is Emes, but we always need a beginning. The beginning got to be Rosh Devarcha Emes. The beginning got to also be Emes. Now, obviously, the Yetzer Hara likes the word Emes. Why? Because in order for him to come to the Sheker, they got to be a bit Emes. As the Gemara in Soita Daf Lamatei brings down, Kol Dova Sheker She'en Ketzas Emes Ein Miskayim B'Soifoi. There's no end. So you got to tell me the Yetzer Hara likes the word Emes. Whether he's going to pull it through, he doesn't pull it through. So a person himself got to be careful that even though you're going after the Yetzer Hara, you say, oh, well, he's going Emes. Yes, it's only at the beginning, but it doesn't finish off. So therefore, we need the Mefaneinu Umachreinu. The person got to be careful beforehand and afterwards. In the word Emes, you see, if you want the Shetaka continue, it starts with the Aleph. If a person says that, it ends off with tough. But you need the Mem, the Mokrim, the Rabbeinu Shloim to help you. Bereishis is also, you see, in Aruch Chaim, he takes the word Bereishis and Bereishis is also Rosh Bais. You take the word Bereishis, you get Rosh Bais. Rosh Bais means the beginning. Every person, every household got to make sure Bereishis Bor Elikim, that there should be Sai in beginning and the end should be Emes. We see Matoivu, you see next week, we see the Bilam says Matoivu Alecho Yaakov. Oyolecho, we say Befrat, these 2 months, you got Tammuz, you got Av, you got Elul. The Rosh Tevis from Av is Elul Bo. Again, but Av is Odom Bechaveroi. Befrat, these months, we need this. Extra, this Odom Bechaveroi. So Matoivu Oyolecho Yaakov, Oyolecho is Gematia Elul. But Yaakov is Emes. So Matoiva, how good Oyalecho Yaakov, the elf, when people stay in the houses, and with Emes, the houses which is Emes, is nothing better than that. You see in Adon Olam, we also say Adon Olam. We also speak about El. You're giving, you're trusting your neshama, you're giving over to the person. Be'ez Ishan, the time when you're sleeping, Va'ira, when you're up. Ve'em ruchi give you, see, Hashem li, Hashem is with me. Lamed yud is gematria 40. Veloi iru, but if you take the word li veloi backwards, you got el with the certainty made tshuva. Veloi iru, if the person every day be yodav kid ruchi be aisi shav iru, then you don't have to worry about. Not the easy job. Yeah, but if chas v'sholem a person doesn't have that, when it comes to the master to el comes to these days, is hyphen and sitzit. We know the satan is, he's all over us. He is 24/7, 364 days he's with us. Why not 365? I say yom kippur. Everybody says emes. See, he's out of business. Yeah. So HaSotan is 364. Now we know very little about this the Yetzirah. In Yiddish we know Ashmek Tabik. Yeah? Very little. How much we say is very little we know about him. So another thing is, he shadows us. When does he come? The time when a child is born, he's already there. His timing is perfect. He watches to kill a person, as we see. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, Tzoyfer Rosh LeTzadik Ubevakesh LeMisoy. The Gemara says further, Dorish Rabavira Bin Tamer Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Sheva Shemus Yeshlo Yetzahara. The Yetzahara seven names. A person you call names, usually he goes away from you, but we hear the Yetzahara sticks to you. Hashem calls him Ra, Moshe calls him Oril, David calls him Tamei, Shloime calls him Soina. The Siach Yitzchak brings down Wafshar Soina. A Soina is that he doesn't care. He has no reason why to hate you. He hates you. Esav Soina is Yankov. Maybe Pshat is Esav Soina is Yankov is that the Yid is the truth. Sheker and Emes don't go together. It's like a magnet when you put it opposite way. So therefore, there's no reason. Esav Soina is Yaakov. You see, Yeshaya calls him Michshol. Yecheskel calls the Yetzer Evan. And Yoel calls him Tzipponi because he hides in you. Now the Master, the Gemara brings down in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, that the Yetzer is the one shenosan enav ba'migdash harishon ve'hechriv v'horik tamid chacham shaboy. Not only the first base of Migdash, the second as well. The master, the Yetzer is double faced. Omer Yishmu ba'nachmoni, Omer Rabbi Yonison, Yetzer masise la'odom ba'olim hazeh. He entices you. Eretzchan, that you are his best friend. But what does he do afterwards? Memeit olav ba'olim haba. After 120 years, he comes over to you and he says, you've done this and this and this. So Maila, and then the person faces music, he says, oh, I've done my job. So the Gemara brings the Gemara brings down a pasuk, which is a Mishlei. Shenema mefanik menar avdoi. Someone who pampers the Yetzer Hara, and you become a servant to him. What will happen afterwards? Va'achriso yia monon. And afterwards, you are making him a master over you. Now the Mefarshim bring down this, as you say, is talking about a servant, an eved. It says when you make an eved, you hear, don't let him just do whatever he wants, because at the end he's going to become your servant.
Your master.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he's going to become your master, correct. Yeah. The same thing is, and the Evan Ezra brings down, that when it says the word in the Pasuk, Monoin, is Loshen Nin. Nin like a grandson. When the grandson comes over to you, you know, they say, what do you want? You give in everything, what do you want? When he gets a bit naughty, you give him back over to the parents. Yeah. Now another thing is, the same thing goes, menar, before she bring down, to employer. You hear, again, when someone works for you, don't let him exactly do whatever he wants, because again, he's going to be in charge of you. Yeah? And there's something which is very important, he brings down the das, so he brings down children. Children, if you give them exactly what you want, you give them everything, and there's no return, they are going to become self-centered. That means they are going to do what they want, and it's going to be very difficult to change them. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, the Gemara in Kedushin brings down, Shinishkadish boy kol hayom. He is new every day. A person, what happens? He goes to sleep. He's fresh. Yeah? But he's tired. But we see, but the Yetzer Shinishkadish boy b'chol yoyim. He brings down, the Gemara Kedushin brings down the Pasik, which is in Perik Vav, Hey, V'yar Hashem ki Rabbis Rois, Ha'odom Ba'oretz, V'chol Yetzer Machshavois, Liboy Rak Rak Kol Hayom. So the Gemara dashens, why does it have to say a double Lashon? We just said now, ki Rabbis Rois, why does it have to say Rak Rak Kol Hayom? It's coming to tell you, if you think that if he persuades you and failed, he stops. Rakro kol yom. Shenishchadish boy kol yom. He comes and does it again. He will come after you again, and he will try to do anything to persuade you that you should follow him. Omar Rava. That's what the Gra brings down. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. But chile kore heilach. In beginning, he just passes by. Afterwards, Kuroi Oireach, he becomes a guest to you. And Belisoif, in the end, Belisoif Kuro, he will come a master in your house. But because he says, the Gemara says, bring that, becomes an Ish. But what happens? He becomes an Ish means he becomes also a Rav, he becomes an Adam Yerushamayim. He tells you, Azoi Davam, he comes from. And he tells you, do like this in order you should have, like this you should listen to me. The Gemara brings down these four things with the Rabbein Shalom regretted. One thing is Golis. One thing is Kasdim, which is Bavel. He says that Halavai, I wouldn't have made the city. Another thing is Yishmoel, the Arabs. And the next thing is the Yetzera. And V'chsev Asher Oisi, which I have caused. I have caused the Eden to do bad. He said that what he brings in Pasuk, he says it was not the three psukim nismoikim nismoiter raglayim shal Yisrael, shal soine Yisrael. In the gehine kechoyim biyat hayoyter, it's like a clay who's in the hand of potter. That means he's in charge. Hashem, now the Rebbein Shoy called him Ra. So the Yoytzer Mashor brings down if Hashem calls him bad. So L'chore, he created him, L'masa, so what do you want from us? But the L'masa, he brings down that the whole reason why the Eivishter made the Yetzer Hara in order to give us reward. That's what he says. That's what he brings down. It says, V'imola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizo Eini Yochaloi. If not, without the Rebbein Shleim, we got no chance. So you're going to say, so therefore every time we do in a very unconditional, the Rebbein Shleim comes and helps us, the answer is no. So there's a Koil Elio who brings down Tak and Sukkah on base. He says that it doesn't work like that. It's only the person is misgabbing himself and he davens, only then the Rebbein Shleim will come and help him. You got to do yours. Once you do yours, the Rebbein Shleim will help you. We see, how do we see that? We see that in davening. We say, V'hosa malenu, oyev deve v'chere v'ro v'yogoin. The same V'hosa you say by an enemy, you say it by V'hosa v'sotoin. You say V'hosa son, you use the same word V'hosa, sotoin, mifunenu, before us, v'machrenu, and from behind us. And we say, uvetzeil, and he's in the shadow, kinefech of your wings. We say, Rebbein Shlom, take us out of the Yetzer Hara. Put me in yours. Tatzireinu, shelter us. Ki keil, And he says, "Kikel melchan v'rachm oto shemreinu matleni oto shmoise seinu voyenu lechaim shol mi'at v'adoylam." You see over here, lemasa the same v'hose satan was by an enemy. You say by the satan. Lechori, what is it? Why is there difference by a satan? You don't say oyev deve v'cherev v'rov yogan. By an enemy, you say all the things. By a satan, you don't say it. Bishat is by an enemy, you actually, after a year, you find out what he has done wrong to you. Oyev, deve, cherev, rov, yogan. Lemase, a satan, you never find out, only towards the end. So therefore, you ask the Rabbi Yisham, kikel sham lein matzleini oto, please save us. It's not only from beginning, it's from beginning I'm born until the end of my life. Another pshat you could say, it's enough that we have the oyev, deve, cherev, rov, yogan. But please, why bring the satan afterwards? When the satan sees, when you are weak, that's when he comes. We find the same thing also in Tehillim, Kiv Chof Aleph, and you say in Shir HaMalos. It says Shir HaMalos, you got the 15 Shir HaMalos, but this Shir HaMalos, and Tehillim Kiv Chof Aleph, it says Lim Malos. It doesn't say Shir HaMalos. All the other 15, it says Shir HaMalos. So what is Shir HaMalos? Shir HaMalos is the song of ascent. So the Mephoshim bring down, here is talking about an Olam Haba. It's the person, or the person who shows his sincerity, who shows what level, all the levels what he is, only those people who mum show the sincerity, that means, who puts all the effort, is not the person who's a chokham and that's why he succeeds. It's the person who puts all this Kapitel Tilma is talking about that Rabbi Shlom will give, he'll end up on such a moidig high madrega in Olam Haba. That's a Shir HaMalos. Some say he's talking about the time of Mashiach. The time of Mashiach comes when people are going to go to the Har Zion and they're going to judge Har Esav, which is Sheker. So what happens, it says, that you're going to get to such a high that people are going to be saved and going to be judged. Har Esav says, "V'yisarak lamala v'loisi lamata." Once you come to Mashiach's time, you only go upwards. V'loisi lamata. Another thing is, another pshat in Shir HaMalos is the 30 malas which a king who's a Yiddish king, he'd be able, like he's saying in the Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Shishi, that he has a right to go. He has a right to go 30 malas, a king. A Yiddish king, but only if he has another. But one more thing, another thing it brings down is Gongan Yaakov. He says, Shira Maz Eso Eina Yala Horim. Don't call it Horim, but call it Horim. Told by the parents. Yaakov Avinu, remember, he was taken away from Alifa. Alifa took everything away from him. Imagine he comes to a Shidduch here, he's left with nothing. How much did he need the Eso Eina Yala Horim? We say, Shema Beni Musar Avichav Al Titosh Torisi Mecho. Gam kiyaskin lo yosim mimeni. When a person gets old, when the father and the mother, what we give into the child, it gotta be when he gets older, lo yosim mimeni, it shouldn't go away from him. That means mimeno is gematria 130, mimeno, mem, nun, hey. It's 135. But koil is gematria 136. So it's come to you, remember the koil. Gam ki yaskin lo yosim imenu. When you get old, don't forget what you shema b'ni musar avicho v'alti to ishtori simecho. Don't forget that. So now when he came, when Yaakov came, he went away from his parents' house, and he came over here to Lom, he came with nothing. He came over here, Shira Mal Eswa'ini Elohorim. What is that Elohorim? When a person feels he needs the Rabboni Shalom, he goes to the harm, he goes to the high place. When he needs a reinforcement, he goes to the highest place that people should see him. So Eswa'ini Elohorim. Me'ayin Yovai Ezri. The only time when a person, where does he get his help from? When a person is a ma'ayin, then yovoy Ezri. If a person feels low, humility, then yovoy Ezri. Ezri me'im Hashem. Where does he get his help? Me'im Hashem from the Rabbi Shloim. A person got to know a gewaldig, that means he knows why is it called Yerushalayim. L'chor should be called Yerushalayim. The reason why it's called Yerushalayim, because wherever you go, the Shemayim is there. You cannot run away or hide under the table. You put your head out, the Shemayim is again there. And not only that, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, he says gewaldig yid, that wherever he goes, he has the Rabbanu Shalom with him. That means if he goes, he feels he has an Asoyan, he goes to the Rabbanu Shalom. On, let's say we see by the Moshman, you don't have to Gansa Tfillah. If you say sincerity, on the Kail Narifona, we see like Moshe Rabbeinu, a short Tfillah, on the Kail Na, please, Rabbanu Shalom, please, two times Na's Gematia Bonim, we are the children from the Rabbanu Shalom. Refon Allah, if a person, the emis himself, he goes in a place quietly and he says, Rabbanu Shalom, please help me. It's getting too much for me. He will write, Refon Allah, he'll get to the Refor right away. Why? He will feel good automatically. The person himself feels good. The Refor is already there already. That's Peshat Refon Allah, a short filler. We say further, Shemayim, why is it called Shemayim? Be'emes, the Shemayim is Be'emes, was two waters. How much is Shien? 360. Shien Yudnun, 360. Mayim, if you do Male, Mem is 80. Yudvav Dalit is 20. Mem is again 80. So 180. Two times Mayim, 360. So Hashemayim, you call Hashemayim, the Shemayim, Shien Mayim, half of the Shemayim was half water, the Oretz, it's called Shemayim. So we see over here that a person got to be connected, the two waters connecting the Rabbanu Shalom, which is both his Torah, the connection, the Oretz and the Shemayim, and with Rabbanu Shalom. Then you see further, Aliten Lamoid Raglecho, the Rabbanu Shalom, Aliten. Hashem will not allow Lamoy Draglecho. Hashem will not allow you to fall. Alionim Shemrecho. You see the Rebbeinu Shloim. Alionim, do not slumber. Shemrecho, do not slumber. Hine lo yonim velo yishen shoim Yisrael. So the Malva brings down. What's Alionim Shemrecho? The Rebbeinu Shloim is. How could you compare the Rebbeinu Shloim to a security guard? His security guard, it gets a bit heat. His eyes start closing. He gets tired. But the Rebbeinu Shloim, there's no such a thing as sleeping. And are you going to say, in Kapitel, you see later on, it says, lo yishon, al taste ponecha. Sometimes Hashem conceals in order that you should daven to him. But he says, hidden lo yonim velo yishon, shoyim Yisrael, but you can ask a question here. Lo yonim velo yishon. If it says lo yishon, not to sleep, if lo yonim, he doesn't say, zikha lo yishon. Shayim Yisroel, who else is he doing it? So sometimes a person says, you know what? I want to play the lottery. I want to win. So he davens, he gets him, he says, I'm going to be in the sackle, I'm going to do something. He starts davening. And he says, look, when I daven Shmones, I'm going to have such kavana that I won't have to say Tfilas HaDerech. I won't travel anymore. I'll have mamish kavana. Yeah? And all of a sudden, he davens as Alanga Shmones. Zichi, Damas Betzevi, he starts on the right time, as we heard the Shurim here. Yeah? And all of a sudden, it comes Matzah Shabbos, he sees he didn't get even one number. He says, Rabbanu Shalom, what's going on here? Maybe someone's sleeping here. But the thing is, not always the lottery is good for him. The answer is, I am listening to you, but the answer is no. Shoyme Yisrael, lo yonim, velo yishon, Shoyme Yisrael, I'm watching you. I said again, you see, Hashem Sherecha, Shemrecha, Hashem Yomagan, Hashem Tzulcha, Al Yadi Menecho, and the Masech Tzkal brings down, it's the first time I've seen it, that a person's Averit gets written on his guf, in Oilem Hemes. Al Yadi Menecho, the good mitzvahs get written Al Yadi Menecho, on his right hand, that it brings down. Then it says, Hashem Yishrocha Mikol Ra, so the foreigner says, what's Mikol Ra? He's going on the Yetzirah, because he's all over the place. Mikol ra vi yishmor es nafshecho. Hashem yishmor tzeisecho. Hashem will watch tzeisecho when you your departure uvayecho mi atavad oilam. Perhaps here we know that the Rebbein Shlom comes. We'll soon see that the Yetzirah comes when a child is born straight away. So that's what he's saying here. Hashem yishmor tzeisecho. Watch me already on the departure when the shine when I'm coming out into the I'm into the world. But as please also not only that, ubayachem when I come to oilam until I oilam haba, may ato viad oilam watch me from this yitzhara. We see that Hashem hides. Perhaps we can maybe just connect it to Pashas Chilkas, that we see the Satan, when it's what's Loshen Chok, Chok doesn't have like Paradum, does not have no, there's no reason for it. So what happens, it says, Rashi brings down, Shasotan Ba'umas Oilem Moinen Es Yisrael, and they say, Loima Maha Mitzah Zois, Maha Tam Shebo. What is he trying to say here? There's something again. He wants to tell you the same way we see by the Nochash, straight by Chava. We see, he says a Loshen by the Chava. How did he convince Chava? He says, Afki Omar. He used the word Afki Omar. Did the Rebbein Shem say this? Did the Rebbein Shem say, Ki Afki Omar Likim Lo Yisoichlu? Remember the Nochash, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down, this Nochash wasn't stumped, this Nochash. This Nochash was with feet, it was stood upright. It was Adam's Gabba. And what happened? So therefore he knew what was going on. So wasn't it Afki Omer Lo Yisoichlu? Sometimes, when you question someone, and you say it very confident, even the person knows about it, he gets confused. He doesn't know. Perhaps yes, perhaps not. He gets. If someone is a professional liar, and he goes over to the person saying emes, the person goes, perhaps, maybe I'm lying. It happens, I get. There's some people, when they say a lie, they turn red when they say the emes. There's some people like that. He brings down... I can't remember his name, Rav Yashiv. He brings down his Sefer Al Torah. He says there was once a person, he was davening for the Omid, and he didn't wait when the Rav said, we didn't wait for Krishna, Hashem L'kechem Emes. But this Rav, his Emes wasn't 100% perfect. So afterwards the Rav came over to him, he told him, you know I'm the Rav here, why didn't you wait for him? Why didn't you wait for me? He says, your emes is so long, or takes so long, that I won't have time to wait for you. Yes. That's what he's answered. Yeah. So he says, sometimes you see when a person comes to emes, how important is the word emes. Yeah. So therefore, here the same thing, the Sultan wants to come to you. Why didn't they ask you, Matam, what's a paraduma, whipshot? This person is being metaryu and he becomes tamei. Perhaps you don't understand between toy and ra. If you understand it, like the same way the Yetzer came to Chava and tried to say, if you take from this Yetzer task, you know better than the Rebbein Shlom, this way he comes as well. He tries to convince you that you're, be more forget, and we see in Kehelis, it says it brings down. It says the Nochash or Mekol Chayis Asada. So the marriage brings down what Shas Chayis. Chochma brings to Kas. When someone becomes too clever, his mind works according to him. He can't see, and he gets very angry when he sees other people doing wrong. Not because maybe they're wrong, maybe they could be right, but his mind is like that. His chokhmah brings kaas. A lot of day brings heartaches. This is Apostle Kehelis. He brings down this medrash. See, here's a person, as actually the Yosef from the Babash Rebbe, he brings down this, say from Menachem, he brings down as well. He says, what was wrong to eat from the eight? So what's you ate from this? So what happens if the person does know? Because once a person tries to find out something else, he tries to explore into the thing. When a person starts to explore, he goes further and further, and he goes according to his chachma, and that causes a lot of trouble. Shlomo HaMelech himself said, he says, look, I was extremely, he said himself, he realized when he got older, I used my chokhmah too much, and I did not rely on Hashem as much as I should have. Now we see over here, how do we see, we know when does the Yetzer Hara come? It says, Vayorach Hashem es reich hanechoyach, it's talking about Noach, where it says that he brought korbanos, he brought kamoila. He thought that Hashem told him to bring seven pairs. Why did Hashem tell me to bring seven pairs? In order that I should bring korbanos. So it says, Vayorach Hashem es reich hanechoyach. Vayoyma Hashem aliboy loy oisiv lekal oid es adomo. Bavur Adam, because I'm not going to be Mekalas Adamo. So the Farshman Nachal Romaz of Avshavur Adam, it wasn't because of him. The animals also did behave. But the Gezar Dinam was because of Gezel on Adam. So therefore says Adam, Ki Yetzelev Adam Ra Mina Orav. The Yetzelev comes Ra Mina Orav. So Rashi straight away says Mina Orav. He says Mina Orav is not spelled correct. It's spelled a bit short. Between the Ayin and the Resh should have been Avav. So he says Mina Orav means, he brings down, Rashi says Mishaninor. From the time he stirs, lots is me may imoy to go out from his mother's inside. Nitim bo yetzahara mishaninor. Even when he stirs and goes out, so we see that the yetzahara comes mishanin. That's why he spelled without the vav to tell you that the yetzahara comes on the second when the child is born. So therefore, therefore we see over here the yetzahara comes straight away. That's what the Maskal Dov explains. But the Agoda. The Nachas Avram brings Agoda, and he says, when does the Yetzer Hara come? Called the man Sha Adam Oisam his bodies. When the person does his bodies, the Yoisha bebeisa smedish, oi bebeisa ve oisi betoyo, nachlish koicha yitzroi. His Yetzer Hara becomes schwach. Masha enkein, kishanir raglov. When he goes outside, losit bechusa, veroya heich. B'nei Adam rotzim zeh bekah umar b'masim matim lahagdil la'oishrom, in order to make ashiris, to make, become richer, miyad near yetzer shel Adam, right away the yetzer hara comes in. A person could understand that. What's the pshat? A businessman is to get the biggest bargain. Sometimes to get the biggest bargain, you got to be loisayne isha z'ochev. You got to a little bit fool him. Eventually loisayne isha misoy. So therefore, there the Yetzer Hara comes. Ah, you got him? Let me help you. So therefore, we could understand when it says Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Orav. When you start stirring and you're going outside, that's when he comes. But now it says when the Gemara brings down. So now we know that Yetzer Hara comes. But the Gemara Nida brings down the Ein Lecho Yomim Sha'odam Shor Betoy VYoisim Oisin Yomav. That the best time for a person is when he's in the 9 months in the mother BeMeimav. That's what the Gemara brings down. Yeah, he brings down Pesukim VShenitu Kache Kedem, and he says Ki Mei Elokai Yishmerenu. So the Gemara brings down, since it says Yachai is not years, so obvious, when is the months? When in a person, when in a person's mother, when in a, by in the mother. And he brings down another posik, and it says, Ava'oima Eliyah, when is that? Aliyeh Haleidah. But the Braisa continues, and he says, Melamden Oisa Kola Torikila, Shenema Vayeroini Vayoy Meloi, Yismach Devorei, Libecha, and says Shemoy Mitzvah Yichla. So he brings a pasuk to show that Taka he learns Torah, but this is a pasuk in Mishlei, and he brings another pasuk Alakai Olai Oheli. So the Gemara asks the Kash, what do you need to pasukim? Shat, because I would think perhaps Shlomo Melech was a Navi, maybe because he was so clever, he realized that the Rebbe Shlomo Yachel that a person's 9 months. But how do you know Taka it is? I said therefore you have to bring another pasuk that not Als Navi Shlomo Melech is because. Of course, Taka it is the Rebbe Shlom teaches. So what happens? It says it comes a Malach, and v'sitroy al piv, he bangs him on his mouth and he forgets his whole Torah. So you ask a question, what's the point? You bang him on the mouth, you teach him Torah and then you bang him, make him forget it. Pshat is, we find a lot of time, how could a person ask a Vilna Goyin's kasha? Pshat is, once it's brought down, then you could learn. This one before you bring down. So mainly a person who's very clever, he'll be able to understand the Torah completely. And it says, it brings down also when the Yetzer Tov come, is brought down in Taka Mishle, he comes by 13 years old. So by MS you could ask a kasha, is that really fair? The Yetzer Tov comes straight away when the child is born. The Yetzer Tov comes when he's 13. So by MS is Shema Bani Misra Vichval Tito Shtoy Simecha. Since the mother learns the child learns the Torah in the mother, is the mother has a koyach, even the Yetzer Tov is not there, the mother has a koyach to teach a child. But once it comes 13, it says the child goes away, it says the child goes away. So then you need the Yetzer Tov to bring him back, to help, because the mother's not there, he's away from the mother. And the Taka Rabbeinu Yoni brings down, a child, his intellectual does not mature until when he's later, till he's 20. Even though he's clever, but if he has a mishagas, yeah, a lot of time you find that they're full of stiris. He's very tidy and clean, but his bedroom is dirty. Yeah? Very tidy. So, yeah. But he needs the mother, they need the mother and father. That's Pshat Shemamani. But some of the when the Gaon brings down Shemam Musa, what's Pshat Musa Vichval Tito Shemech? Musa is discipline. It's Toshub Sav, and Toshub Sav is the Toshub Apeh is the model of Toshub. But you need both. It got to be Koil Echot, the Sadi Goin brings down. You can't have the Toshub Sav without the Toshub Apeh. You say, Bekoise Talechel, Bekoise Losharam, Dorachayim, you need both. The Yed brings down. I see the time is nearly running out, but I thought I wanted to say a story. Blamasa, we do find, I just want this with a few psukim, mamish, and I couldn't finish. But lamas, we see the sheker is this terrible thing. You see, v'yipol al ponov last week, korach. Someone says sheker, the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take it anymore. Yeah? V'yipol al ponov, what is going to be choshed him? You find as well, you find also when it comes to the Dovid HaMelech, he says, Kemat Kalini Ba'ores, this sheker has nearly destroyed me. It's only the Torah. Lila said also Hashi Ozabadat Bi'ani. He says he brings a sheker sanasi. I hate the sheker. Not only Ba'asa Eva, I detest it. It's only Toyrosko I have to, because it's true. That is the one which saved me. The Master, if you take Yetalev Odom Raman Odov, Raman Orov, if you test it, it says in Pasuk Tilim, "Bitzvas sheker losh Ramiyo." It was a Ramiyo. There is a ticking here. Ram Yud K. The Rebbe Yishlam can help you. Ram, Grois Yud K. Exalt Yud K. The Rebbe Yishlam. And if you find the Rosh Tevis, if you take Kiyeta Leiv or the Ram and Orim, if you look at it, you got to see the Pasuk in front of you. You have Ram Yo. You have it. The Rebbe Yishlam. There is this refuah before the Makkah. You have it, yeah. But Masa, you find it also. Let's go quick. We find the Masa by Esav. He learned 40 years in Shemavia. Why did he learn 14 years in Shemavia? What's shut in that? Because it's right to Abonim. The children were fighting, and what happens when Rivka saw that she went over the Yelich Lidur Shet Hashem? She went to the Rebbe Shemavia. Why did they go to Avram? Why did he go to Yitzchok over Yelich Lidur Shet Hashem? So you can answer Kashan, after 20 years she doesn't have no children, then she gets up and says, I love this here, what's going on? She goes, Tal Yitzchak, we're here. It says, love and pursue, you know where you come from. I can understand you. You understand? So yeah, look, let me get out of the way. Let's keep the Shom Bayis very nice and clean. And let's go to Lidr Shom, let's go to Shem Haifa. He comes over here, Rav Yavad, no, he says, Rav Yavad Asor. If you take Mitzvah Kotten Yavad, it's Mitzvah Kotten 14. If you take V'yedich Lidr Shet Hashem, take the Soif Tavis, is Mitzvah Kotten 14. Bayoime Koil Kol Yankiv. The first coil is without a Vav, and the second coil is with a Vav. Coil is 136. Silam is a ladder. He says, Bayoime is also Mitzvah Kotten 14. Ya Yitzchak told Yankiv, Bayoime, if you do Koil Kol Yankiv, if you do 14 years, Shem Ve'eva, Koil Kol Yankiv, the second coil, Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech, you're going to have a dream about Silam. The coil, Kilvav Lamitz Gemati Silam. You will have this dream about the Silam. And not only that, Ushmaticha b'chol ashetelach. In your dream, you're going to have to watch. If you take Ushmaticha b'chol ashetelach, if you take the words, one second. If you take the words, v'hino noichi, these are the words. In noichi imach Ushmaticha. Imach, the last word is chaf. Yeah. Ushmaticha. The boy will watch you from Esav. Oh, now I remember. Imach is Ayin, the first one. The Rosh HaTevis. And Ushmatichok is Vovshin. You have Esav. So, Meile, Vehine, Neuchi, Imach, Ushmatich, Bechol Ashetechek. That was the problem. That's why he went for 14 years. Now, watch this. Kitzayit Befiv. So, what happens? Esav said, Kitzayit, what's Tzayit? Tzad Yudalit. I gotta get rid of him. Tzayit Yudalit. That's the only way we get back my brochus, which is Tzayit Befiv. But, Lemasa, I want to tell you, see, I'm telling you, Rav Rom, I did tell you a story that time when it happened to me. So, I hope I will not bore you. You hear? It's a Manchester story. You hear? When I came, I was in London a month before Pesach. A month before Pesach, a year ago. Yeah, I was menal in a cheder, and they gave me right Erev Yontiv, they gave me all the wages. Erev Pesach, when you get your wage, you get also, not only you get your wage, you get bonus as well. I'll call it Pesach. All of a sudden I get all these envelopes. One envelope, and then he went, goodbye. It couldn't be the biggest envelope. It had to be before Pesach. So what happened? I started looking for the envelopes. It's before Pesach. I knew this person, Mamish, needed it. Could I sit on the Seder table and not give his money? So I said, look, I am not telling my wife. I'm not telling anybody. I'm a Shoy Mechinim. Yeah? Should have been time based on Mikdash. Might have mixed it. I did get the wages. And I will have to, the Shavuot is there. So I said, look, why get into all things? Ask a Rav, Lemasa, how could I sit on a Seder? I know this person needs it, desperately needs the money. Sean, I go quickly to the bank. I take out the money without telling anybody. I'm sure everybody will do that. Avi Yid has Rachmim. And I paid him. I didn't say anything. I put an envelope because I was in such a rush. Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach in rush. And I gave it over to his wife. Quickly, he shouldn't ask me why it's in the envelope. And ran off. Yeah? Sean, I didn't tell my wife anything. Sean, I come to Manchester. I was in Manchester before Pesach. I was ready for August. Mamshi year now. Yeah? I come, and I was cold. My hands were cold. Mamshi, a month before Pesach, I put my hand in the couch. On the side, you know, on the side you have the pillow. And I put my hand, and all of a sudden, I was without my jacket. I was sitting Friday. And my wife was sitting on the other side. I says, look what I found. And the envelope was in my hand. I mamish couldn't believe it. And I said the name, the envelope which I lost 11 months ago. So my wife says, well, what is this in your hand? I says, an envelope. I was looking for this 11 months ago. She says, you didn't tell me anything. Oh, there goes communication, trouble. You hear, shulam bayis? I said, yes, I thought I didn't tell you. But I didn't want to get in the whole thing. Maybe you tell me I should. Why are you giving this money? I didn't say anything. But look, Lamasa, I have it. Yeah? She says, how much money is in there? I tell you, I know exactly how much money is there. She says, how do you know? I said, don't you know your husband is a Novi? Yeah? Yeah? So, and I told her, I lost it 11 months ago. I gave out the secret. And she tells me, could I please have some? Yeah, like, could I join your simcha? I lose it 11 months and you off straight away. There's. And all of a sudden, a little bit of massa. Yeah? And then my children came. It was a little bit of a commotion. All of a sudden, they all need things. I need a suit, I need this. So he says, Tati, what's the problem? Put your hand again into the couch. You might find another one. Yeah? So what happened? I tell her, I tell you what, I have a good idea. Clean the couch for Pesach. Perhaps you'll find something. It stopped right over there. Yeah? But the massa is, this couch was cleaned. You know how many times by the goiter? Before in London. You're talking about 11 months. This couch traveled to Manchester. You know the storage people, they're not very careful. They take it, turn it upside down. How many? And people sitting on the couch, children, everybody. But it looks like this envelope has reached its destination. You hear? If a person, I mamish, didn't tell anybody, and the envelope came to its right place. We see a person does with MS, tries to do with MS, here, no one could take away something which doesn't belong to you. So the Eibshter is helping. We should be zoicha to the Bias Goel Tzedek, Mehevi Yomayim Yamein, and...